So this is Sandy Beeson at Kingfield Stadium, Woking, after an entertaining 0-0 draw between the Lions and the host Woking. I'm here with Adam Lockwood. Adam, it was an entertaining game, only lacked goals.
Yeah, I think there were a few chances to score goals as well. But I've just said to the lads in there that, you know, the good thing is that we're getting those chances, and we looked and performed well throughout the full 90 minutes, which really pleased me. And we're developing now into consistent performers, and again, clean sheet. Obviously, a few disappointed people in there not taking the chances, but you know, that will come, and the guys in there's got a lot of quality in there, and I'm sure it'll click and they'll start scoring on a regular basis. But no, for me, I've took a lot of positives out of there, and there were very little negatives.
That's it. I think you mentioned the positives, and you've alluded to the defensive work as well. There were very few clear-cut chances for Woking, and certainly defence has been a strong point for the team recently, and was again the case today, wasn't it?
Yeah, some great individual performances, and also as a group, and as groups within the bigger group. You know, and that's what I wanted, as working as units, you know, some lads out there that put in great performances today, and like I said, we as a team, we've been a bit more consistent, which if you're going to achieve anything, then you have to be consistent. So yeah, it's been a pleasing afternoon in terms of that, but obviously disappointing not to come away with 3 points, but those things in time. I'd like to think that you know, if you perform like that, you'll win more than you lose. So
yeah, certainly. And you've already mentioned some players might be disappointed not taking their chances, particularly perhaps Jordan Preston with a couple in the first half, and Jake Cassidy, I thought he'd scored. He must have thought he'd scored as well with that one in the first half.
Yeah, I say to all the lads, you know, people get in those situations, and I will never, ever, ever have a go at anybody for trying to score a goal. And that's all everybody's trying to do. And I'm trying to give everybody freedom to do that. And, you know, some days things don't drop for you, and that's football. That's why everybody loves football. I've said it a few times. That's why it's so controversial. And but no, you know, the good players, good quality, and to be fair, the thing that I look at is their all-round performances, and all over the pitch I thought everybody performed very well today.
Yeah, and now we've got a double header against Lincoln City at home on Boxing Day, and then at Sinsel Bank. It's a team we've already faced this season, but by the time we face them the first time, it'll be a month since Guiseley have tasted defeat. You've got to take a lot of positives going into that game.
Yeah, that's what you want, you know. But it'll be, I think I've said before, I think they're a great side. They give you a bit more of a test in certain areas, and it'll be definitely a tough couple of games over Christmas period, and we will, to get anything out of those games, we'll have to be right on our game, and at the minute we're approaching being on our game, so you know, I'm asking for consistency and standards that we set to be reached as much as possible, and at the moment we are doing. Sometimes the results come for you, sometimes they don't, but yeah, it'd be a very good test for us, and see how far we've actually come.
That's brilliant. All right. Thank you very much, Adam.
Thank you.
Cheers. Adam,